Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So, today we are digging into some notes from a website called Golf Day Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be honest, this one, well, it started off a little weird.
Oh, yeah. A little weird how?
Well, I pulled up an article, and the title was Best Golf Courses in Georgia.
Okay. Seems pretty straightforward.
You'd think so. But the entire article was about South Africa.
Wow. Not even close. A whole different continent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? It turned out to be a really happy accident. Once I started reading what Golf Day Buddy wrote, I realized these places are just incredible.
They really are. South Africa has a style of golf that's just so different. It's wild. It's connected to nature.
Right.
So our mission today is to, you know, explore these spots that the source mentions, see why the land is so important, and look at the real benefits of playing there.
Okay, let's start with the where. Golf Day Buddy highlights some courses that sound like straight out of a movie.
They really do. The first one that jumped out at me was Sun City.
Sun City, right.
The source mentions the 18th hole. It's not just a hard hole to play.
So what's the deal with it?
It has this huge, beautiful waterfall right there as a backdrop.
Whoa. So you're trying to focus on your putt with this thundering water right behind you.
Exactly. But if we're talking about wild, we have to talk about Leopard Creek.
Oh, this is the one. This is what sets it apart.
It really is. It's right next to Kruger National Park. The article points out the hazards aren't your normal sand traps.
No, you're literally playing alongside the wilderness.
You might actually see wild animals while you're playing.
Which totally changes the game.
Right.
Right. It's one thing to worry about your swing, but it's another to worry if a giraffe is judging your form.
Or a lion. Then there's the Geary Player Country Club.
The really tough one.
Yeah, super famous for being difficult. There's this one hole where you have to hit your ball clean over the water. It takes real precision.
But the interesting thing, and Golf Day Buddy mentions this, isn't just how hard it is. It's the design.
It's the design, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They use native plants.
Which just means plants that are supposed to be there that grow there naturally.
Exactly. So instead of trying to grow some foreign grass, they use what belongs.
And that saves a ton of water, I bet.
A ton of water, and it keeps the ground healthy. It makes the whole course feel like part of the land, not something plopped on top of it.
I love that. It sounds more like you're on a hike where you also get to play a sport.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to the why. Why play here? Golf Day Buddy says there's some big benefits.
Yeah, the physical side is a big one. You're walking for miles, up and down hills. It's great for your heart.
And it doesn't feel like a boring gym workout?
Not at all. But the source also talks a lot about the mind.
The green therapy idea?
Precisely. You're outside, you're breathing fresh air, you're focused on one thing, getting the ball in the hole. It just, you know, it calms you down, stops the stress.
And it helps the town too, right?
A huge benefit. These courses bring in visitors' tourism, which means people spend money at local shops and restaurants. It creates jobs.
That's a great way to look at it. So how do you pick a course if you're thinking of going?
The main thing from the notes is to match the course to how good you are.
So don't go to the Geary Player Country Club if you're a total beginner.
You'll just get frustrated. You want to pick a course where you can actually enjoy the walk.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're there, Golf Day Buddy talks about etiquette,
mm-hmm.
which I think sounds a little stuffy to some people.
Right, but it's really not. In golf, it's just about respect.
Respect for what?
For the land and for the other players. Mm. You know, you fix the grass if you mess it up. You play fast enough so people aren't waiting behind you all day.
So just be nice and keep it moving. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
What about gear? Anything special needed for South Africa?
The main thing the source points out is good shoes.
So you don't slip.
Exactly. The ground is natural and hilly, so you need good grip and, you know, clothes that are comfortable and easy to move in. That's really it.
Okay, so comfortable shoes, be nice, and keep an eye out for giraffes.
That about covers it.
It seems like that little title mistake led us to a really amazing place for golf.
It really did. It just shows that golf can be a way to explore the world.
Before we sign off, here's a final thought to chew on.
We talked about playing next to the animals at Leopard Creek. My question for you is this. Does playing next to wild nature make you focus more?
Or does it just completely ruin your concentration?
It's a fun risk to think about, isn't it?
I think I'd be playing the fastest round of my life. Thanks for diving in with us, and make sure you check out Golf Day Buddy for more great finds. We'll catch you next time.